Hey. Hey. Are you coming around now? With me yet?
Hey, you. You're finally awake. Stay calm. Stay calm, detective. It's all right. You're safe now. How did you get here? This is a safe house. After we got the report of an underboss meeting from you, the comms cut off, and we heard nothing until you ended up unconscious on the steps of the Vanguard headquarters. What do you remember? I see. Yes, you're, well, that's something I should tell you. We don't know where your partner is. I was hoping you could tell me. I know. Your arms and legs, both augmented, albeit very illegally. We need to have them confiscated for evidence. I don't want any more complications for you. You've been through so much. So much scarring. Was this while you were asleep? Poor dear. However, you made a decision out of your jurisdiction, and the Red Seven want your head. Don't worry. Even though Judge Rose wants my head on a regular basis, and yours at the moment, I won't let that happen. You have a number of wounds. It seems Crusher did a number on you. How did you manage to get away? How did I know? Evidence from the scene. After backup arrived, we picked up fibers that matched other scenes he'd been matched to. That, and the raw bludgeoning wounds on your abdomen match his normal work. You've been out for 2 days. I've been here, though. I have to ensure my favorite detective's safety. It's only us here right now. There are 2 patrols around the perimeter, but they are instructed to stay out at the moment. The surgeon is a dangerous woman. She has her fingers in many bodies, installing and modifying as many things that she can get her little maniacal clutches on. And I'm concerned that she's done the same to you. I'll check to see what kind of modifications there are. Is everything all right? It's okay. Don't worry. I'm just making sure she didn't cause any issues. Shh. Don't worry. It's not what she did. We can see the arms, the legs, but we can't see what she put up here, in your head. Do you have any reason to believe she might have done this? Usually one has to be awake, and some implants require consent from the mind to work. But this is a very dangerous individual. Interesting. There's nothing. No modifications. I suppose that's a relief for both you and I. Well now, that's over with. How's your pain level? I'm sorry to hear that. I know that experience must have been horrific, especially losing your partner. We still cannot find her. We've expanded the search by a few miles, but we haven't picked up any of her augments at all. It's almost as if she disappeared. Or her augments were modified by the surgeon. We weren't able to scan your memories. They really did a number on you. At this point, the only one that may know of your partner's location is the surgeon herself. Hey, don't worry about the paperwork. I'll take care of that. You just relax. I'm not letting you push yourself right now. We've got people on this. Listen, I know she's important to you. Is she more than just a partner? I thought you two had a casual thing that wasn't restricted. Good to know. I know we've had our moments, so I didn't want to step on any toes, especially with my favorite detective. It has been some time since I've treated you for some good work. Why are you my favorite? You've done such good work for the Vanguard. The Red Seven seem to stay off my back, at least some of the time, just because of your work against the Shade. Speaking of that, did you find anything out? There was a witness, was there not? Any word on that? We heard some of the comms before things cut out, Detective. Are you questioning me? I thought we were debriefing you. That is, unless you think I'm not debriefing you intensely enough. Maybe I should be a little harder on you. Would you like me to continue my work? That's a good boy. Now, where was I? In addition to helping you relieve stress, of course, did the surgeon say anything about her plans? I've heard the Shade might have something serious occurring, and we need to get to the bottom of this. She wasn't a part of the artist's murder, and quite upset to boot. Well, one fact gets you a bit more. Oh, come now. I would never actually use this for persuasion. I do this because I enjoy our little meetings. I've missed them, you know? But the witness, do you know where they went? What did they know? The Shade's identity, that's quite important. I hate to say it, but by now the witness may be gone. Damn it, that would have been vital. It's understandable that you went for your partner. No one could make that choice and win. I'm not judging you. Hold on a moment. How's the pain? Lessened? Good. That's what I like to hear. Lie back and relax. That's an order. Good boy. I can tell you're getting more relaxed. Instead of whimpers of pain, I'm getting moans. Don't worry. No one can see us here. And no one knows it's you that's here. I just have a couple more questions, and then I'll help you relax even further, okay? Your partner, did she tell you about the work she was doing for me? No? Well, it's possible that she was working for them. I don't want to alarm you, but I was investigating corruption within the Red Seven through her. It seems that Judge Rose had contact with Widowmaker, one of the four at the meeting, and may be taking deals under the table. I'm concerned this may have something to do with that. I may ask you to continue her work. The Monolith, that god-awful building where they all work, has far too many secrets. Apologies, I'm running on again. You're listening so intently while I'm trying to help you relax. Such a good boy. I'll stop yammering. Let me give you some quiet time. You deserve it after all you've been through. I did miss hearing you moan. I'm glad the surgeon didn't do anything else. I needed to keep you, my favorite detective at my side.
Oh.
God, I need this cock. I rarely get to experience this. Fuck. This is the perfect cock. When I heard you were okay, my heart jumped. I needed you to be safe. I needed to know what happened. I needed this cock. Just lay back. Feel my throat like a good boy. Accept my care and always be there for me. Are you close? Don't lie to your captain. Tell me you want to come. That's it. Tell me how badly you missed my mouth. Tell me how badly you want to feel me take your load and swallow it all. Good boy. Come for me. Come. Don't hold back. I know there was so much stress, but I'm here now. Your captain is here to keep you safe. Good boy. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. Do you feel better? Wonderful. More questions? Not yet. We'll speak about the Red Seven another time. We have to strike quickly, but it can wait for you. Just rest. You need to recover. One moment. Lieutenant, what's the word on the cybernetics lab? Nothing? What do you mean, nothing? Power off, no energy coils, no augments, no cybernetics? Sweep the place. I want you searching every hair, every print, and every inch of that building. We tracked them to that lab, and we're going to find these criminals. I'll be there in half an hour. Seems that lab you're in has nothing. Yet. Don't worry. We'll find your partner. I give you my word. I have to check in with the patrols. Sergeant, Report. Any sightings yet? Sergeant? That's strange. I have to check it. You stay here. Are you all right? You look concerned. Worried. Is there something wrong?